January 10, 1937. The first sermon that the little King Jesus preached to the children of Egypt. How each of them had within his heart the celestial Father, who loved them and wanted to be loved. I was doing the round in the divine fiat, and oh, how I yearned that no act might escape me, of all that it has done, both in the creation and the redemption. I feel that I lack something if I don't recognize all that it did, loving it, kissing it, squeezing it to my heart, as if it were mine. The divine volition would remain displeased if one who lives in it did not know all of its acts, and if it couldn't find the little I love you from its beloved one, in everything it did. There is nothing it did not do for this creature. So I arrived to follow the point when the celestial baby was in Egypt, in the act of taking his first steps. I kissed his steps, I placed my I love you in every step he took, and I asked him for the first steps of his will for all human generations. I tried to follow him in everything. If he prayed, if he cried, I asked that his will might animate all the prayers of the creatures, and that his tears might regenerate the life of its fiat in the human family. So, while I was attentive in following him in everything, the little baby king, visiting my poor soul, said to me, "Daughter of my will, how happy I am when the creature does not leave me alone. I feel her behind me, in front of me, and inside all my acts. Now, you must know that my exile in Egypt was not without conquests. When I was about 3 years old, from our little hovel I could hear the children playing and shouting in the street. And as little as I was, I went out in their midst. As soon as they saw me, they ran around me, competing with themselves for who could get the closest to me, because my beauty, the enchantment of my gaze, and the sweetness of my voice were such that they felt enraptured for love of me. So, they would throng around me, loving me so much that they could not detach themselves from me. I too loved these children, so I gave my first little sermon to these little ones, adapting myself to their tiny capacity, since when love is true, it not only tries to make itself known, but also to give all that may render one happy in time and eternity. More so, since, possessing innocence, they could easily understand me. And would you like to know what my sermon was about? I said to them, "My children, listen to me. I love you very much, and I want to make you know about your origin. Look up at heaven. Up there you have a celestial Father who loves you very much, and who is not satisfied to be your Father only from heaven to guide you, to create for you a sun, a sea, a flowery earth to make you happy. But, loving you with exuberant love, he wanted to descend inside your hearts, to form his royal residence in the depth of your souls, making himself sweet prisoner of each one of you. But, to do what? To give life to your heartbeat, breath and motion. So, as you walk, he walks in your steps. He moves in your little hands. He speaks in your voice. And because he loves you very much, as you walk or move, now he kisses you, now he squeezes you, now he hugs you and carries you triumphantly as his own dear children. How many hidden kisses and hugs our celestial Father does not give you. But since, being inattentive, you didn't let your kiss meet his kiss, and your hugs meet his paternal embrace, he remained with the pain that his children neither hugged him nor kissed him. My dear children, do you know what this celestial Father wants from you? He wants to be recognized within you, as having his own place in the center of your souls. And since he gives you everything, there is nothing he does not give to you. He wants your love in everything you do. Love him. Let love be always in your little hearts, your lips, your works and everything, and this will be the delicious food that you will give to his paternity. Single quote: He loves you very much and wants to be loved. Nobody can ever love you as he loves you. It is true that you have a father on earth, but how different from the love of the celestial Father. Your father on earth does not always follow you, watch over your steps, or sleep together with you. Neither does he palpitate within your heart, and if you fall, he may not even know anything about it. On the other hand, your celestial Father never leaves you. If you are about to fall, He gives you His hand not to let you fall. If you sleep, He watches over you. And even if you play and do something impertinent, He is always with you and knows everything you do. Therefore, love Him very, very much. And, getting more excited, I told them, "Give me your word that you will always, always love Him." Say together with me, "We love you, our Father who are in the heavens. We love you, our Father who dwells in our hearts." My daughter, at my words some children remained moved, some enraptured. Some squeezed themselves to me so much that they wouldn't let me go. I made them feel the palpitating life of my celestial Father inside their little hearts, and they rejoiced and made feast, because they no longer had a Father who is far away from them, but inside their own hearts. And to make them firm and give them the strength to depart from me, I blessed those children, renewing upon them our creative power, invoking the power of the Father, the wisdom of myself, the Son, and the virtue of the Holy Spirit. And I told them, "Go, you will return." So they left. But they would come back the following days, almost in a crowd, a throng of children. They set themselves to spy when I was about to go out, and to see what I was doing in our hovel. And when I went out, they would clap their hands, making feast and shouting so much that my mother would come out the door to see what was happening. Oh, how enraptured she would remain, in seeing her son speaking to those children with so much grace. She felt her heart bursting with love, and could see the first fruits of my life down here, since none of these children who listened to me, not a single one of them was lost. Knowing that they had a Father inside their hearts was like a deposit, to be able to own the celestial fatherland, to love that Father who was in heaven as well. My daughter, this sermon that I, as a little baby, gave to the children of Egypt, was the foundation, the essence of the creation of man. It contains the most indispensable doctrine and the highest sanctity. It makes love arise in every instant, the love between the Creator and the creature. What pain, in seeing many little lives that do not know the life of a God within their souls. They grow without divine paternity, as if they were alone in the world. They do not feel and do not know how much they are loved. So, how can they love me? Without love, the heart hardens and the life is degraded in poor youth. They give themselves to the gravest crimes. This is a pain for your Jesus, and I want it to be a pain for you as well, so that you pray for many, that they may be taught that I am in their hearts, that I love and I want to be loved.